This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There is, as I said, a ton of economic data out this week. Inflation tomorrow, the Fed and interest rates on Wednesday, retail sales on Thursday. But as I've also said a time or two, economic headlines are all well and good, but what really matters is how people are feeling in their day-to-day. That goes for consumers, and it goes for people running small businesses. And that takes us back to Jackson, Mississippi, and Philip Rollins, owner-operator of the record and comic book store Offbeat.
Summer's just really getting started, but business has been okay. Summer's normally like our dead zone, is what I call it, because a lot of people are traveling. But we do get a few tourists that come through the city. We kicked off this month. I helped with the Jackson Visitors Bureau with 601 Day. So 601 is like the original area code for Jackson, Mississippi. We wanted to celebrate all things that was Jackson, from the businesses to the communities, the people, and everything. So we had a 4-day event. We did the whole weekend, and we did the kickoff event here at the shop. And I had some friends of mine who had a food truck, and another friend who started like a confectionery business. So it was a really good event, really good turnout for that. So it was a good way to like kind of kick off the summer and get people kind of energized about finding stuff to do here in the city, because it's we're trying to like break conceptions of there's nothing to do here, and it's always something to do here. It's just people just don't know how to find it. For the next couple of months, I want to see just more people coming in, just like hanging out, honestly. Even if they're, you know, if they're shopping, that's a plus, of course. I would love for the development to kind of speed up downtown so I can have actual more neighbors that not close at 3 or 5 o'clock in the evening. So we can have some, like, you know, traffic amongst each other. What we're dealing with now is a lot of shrinkage in the population. And that's probably paying a big effect in our business. Like, I have friends and regulars that were come to the shop. They're like, hey, I'm moving to XYZ. And I'm just like, I can't hate on that, but it is what it is. I stay here because if I leave, it's the easy way out, honestly. That's how I look at it. And my goal is to instill change in the community. And I can't instill change from another state. I have to do what I can at the best of my ability and stuff like that. And maybe people see that and be like, oh, yeah, I would like to invest in the place I grew up in. Or, you know what, this business isn't here, but let me start it. There's glimmers of hope there. You know, I'm hoping that we have more people that stay and help the city thrive and reach its maximum potential, really.
Philip Rollins, trying to thrive at his record and comic book store Offbeat in Jackson, Mississippi.